from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Following a rash of fatal accidents involving electric bicycles and motorbikes, New Jersey is moving to scrap all current classifications of e-bikes and expand the definition of what qualifies as an electric vehicle and how they're regulated. The biggest change would be requiring a license, registration, and insurance for nearly every type of e-bike, including low-powered versions that provide only an assist to pedal power and cannot go more than a few miles an hour. The State Health Planning Board has paused the process to move Monmouth Medical Center's acute care services from Long Branch to a new facility in Tinton Falls after an eight-hour hearing on Thursday. Critics accuse RWJ Barnabas of abandoning a poorer, more diverse city for a significantly wealthier, less diverse suburb. RWJ disputes that and in a statement said they were extremely disappointed with the decision. New data from the CDC is showing a rise in flu activity in some states.
According to the data, there's been a 5% week-over-week increase in positive flu tests, but in a few states, the rise in cases has been even steeper. Colorado and Louisiana have become the first two states of this flu season to reach the high category for flu activity, while New York City is also showing moderate activity. The uptick in flu activity comes as a new subvariant of the virus has emerged, and public health experts are concerned that low vaccination rates will contribute to a bad season like last year's. I'm Mark Mayfield.
It is 9:02 on New Jersey 101.5. We're going to get an update of your commute. Bob and Jill have fast traffic in 60 seconds. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Weather in a word today, cold, and that's about all you need to know. We do have some snow showers lapping up against South Jersey. There could be some light snow accumulations as we go along. Partial sunshine limited to the north. We're going to see lots of clouds. Otherwise, highs this afternoon only to the freezing mark, lower 30s at best. Tonight, we only drop a few degrees to about 30, and this weekend will be better, not quite as cold. Mostly cloudy and 40 tomorrow, lower 40s on Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by Ray Catena Auto Group. Unleash pure performance in a 2026 Jaguar F-Pace from Jaguar Marlboro. For a limited time, qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing up to 72 months. Don't wait. Schedule a test at Jaguar Marlboro, a Ray Catena dealership.
Temperatures are still at or below freezing just about everywhere this morning. Parsippany is 17, South Plainfield 21, Manahawkin is 27. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.